Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Underground Lake. In this file, we are going on an adventure into a deep, mysterious cavern system, and who knows where we'll end up. I'm sure it's not that difficult to imagine yourself walking in a forest. Just enjoying yourself on a walk that you may have done many times before. But this time, you chose a different route. For some reason, you felt the need to deviate from the well-known path. And just like that, you found out about a cave. Now, the interesting thing is that you were quite sure that there were no caves in this forest, but somehow there is something there. You can see the opening almost inviting you in. There's moss around, and the trees have made way for you to easily walk inside should you choose to. And for some reason, you think that it'll be a good idea to do so. You could always choose to turn around if you want to. It's that easy. See, the first steps into the cave are quite easy. The side of the cave seems a bit damp. It reflects the sunlight from the outside quite deep, and you can see very far into the tunnel. It's spacious and quite interesting. So far, there doesn't seem to be any problem going deeper step by step, just slowly exploring how deep this can go. It's very, very quiet inside the cave. You can still hear the rustling on the leaves very far outside, but here all that you notice are your own footsteps. For some reason, this causes you to walk more quietly, to breathe carefully as to not make any noise. It's kind of nice to feel the quiet outside of you stretch out so far that the deeper you go into there, the further you explore the cave, the more quiet you become. Now, the light of the sun cannot reach in here indefinitely. Some cracks in the ceiling way back still provided some light, but down here, it's getting difficult. It's getting quite hard to see anything. So you look around. You're hoping that something may help you. You're hoping to find something that will help you explore this curious cavern that stretches out much deeper than you thought. It feels quite easy to be here. It's as if there's no pressure to go forwards or back, and it allows you to feel comfortable regardless. You notice something shiny laying on the floor a little bit deeper. So reflective, in fact, that it almost appears to give off light. And as you get closer, the light appears to change color ever so slightly, as if you're looking at this piece of a rainbow, just the edge of a rainbow, just shimmering in front of you, reflecting in different hues, colors, shades, close to white. And it's, yes, it's just an almost spherical crystal, worn down smoothly, who knows why and when. You turn it around in your hand and it seems to reflect light from the inside in all kinds of colors, all kinds of shades. And as you move it around, those lights seem to flow across the ceiling and walls. As you focus on the crystal in your hand, you get distracted momentarily, feeling yourself fall into a warm, glowy focus, until you blink and look deeper into the cave again. You focus yourself on reaching all the way deep. You're not quite sure why, but something inside calls you, as if you're supposed to be there. Every step you take echoes ever so softly off the walls. It's like you are the only sound in this whole place. You are the only thing that moves deeper, further into the wonderful state that you want to explore. Step by step, you reach into the deepest parts of this idea, this warm feeling spreading around your mind and body, letting every step drifty, guiding you further and further until you're unconscious. Mind helps you to find the right way. A split in the tunnels, and you choose without even thinking, moving further, deeper. And slowly the walls appear to change. Rather than them being completely bare with the light shimmer of crystal or something else in the walls, you start to see here and there just the tiniest patch of green, dark moss. The smell changes as well. Where before it was almost without any specific scent, with maybe the slightest hint of metal, and now you start to sense a mossy, husky smell. And you notice yourself easily following that scent. Another split, and you take another choice, a different path than you might have chosen if fully awake, but the shimmering crystal in your hand appears to know the way. You go deeper and deeper, and step by step, you end up somewhere new. For a moment you stop. The echo changed with your previous step. rather than being reflected back at you, in front, even though you cannot see it yet. There must be a really, really big cavern. You continue, slowly, holding the glowing crystal in your hand, next to you so you can see, and your eyes focus. They focus on the distance, noticing a shimmering, subtle, very tiny. As you look at the shimmering, you notice it changing, and suddenly it seems to drop all the way down from the ceiling, far away, and you hear the sound of one single drop. It is so soft you almost don't notice it, but your ears have gotten used to the silence. And then, as you approach, you notice that you've found an enormous underground lake. Initially, you thought that there was no light here, but you start to notice that around the lake there are all these glowing plants and mushrooms. A beautiful, soft blue glow surrounds the lake. And now that your eyes are getting more and more used to it, you feel a strong compulsion to throw the crystal as far as you can. You draw back and try your hardest as you throw, looking at the light going further and further away into the distance, and waiting until it reaches the surface of the water, and with an intense, almost softly deafening splash, it enters the surface. It breaks and flows, ripples moving all around. Your eyes keep focused on the lights, sinking deeper and deeper into the water. The ripples seem to beckon you closer. As you look around, all the plants you see look healthy. They look happy in this hidden place, untouched. Where you walk, there is sand, but there are no other footsteps. You think you see the tracks of animals, but it's not quite light enough to be sure. Nothing large. Anyway, the air here is pleasantly cool, and yet not cold. As you bend down and touch the surface of the lake, you notice that the water itself now appears to give off light. The crystal must have sunk very far down because you can no longer make it out. But the whole lake glows in soft, shimmering rainbow colors. And the more you look at it, the more it glows. As you touch the water, it doesn't even feel cold. Maybe lukewarm, sort of soft. While it is undoubtedly water, it feels special. When you raise your hand, some drops left on your fingertips, you notice them glow as well. spreading out the fluid until it is so thin that the light seems to disappear into your skin. Almost immediately, you feel your hands becoming maybe warm. It's a pleasant feeling. It feels relaxed. It feels good. Almost as if your hand has had the best rest it's had for a very long time. And without thinking, you start to walk into the lake. Every step, the soft sand crunching beneath your feet, slightly rougher than what you've seen before. Step by step, you allow yourself to move deeper to the center of the lake. The water reaches your ankles, your knees. It doesn't feel cold at all, and your body feels happy to welcome it. Your hips, stomach, chest, and you lean forward to start swimming. You somehow know that you want to be at the center of this lake. You look at the ceiling and marvel at the many stalactites hanging there, softly shimmering in the bioluminescent light around you. There's one bigger than all the others. It reaches down so far that from a distance you almost thought it touched the surface. But from down here, it's still a ways away. As you look up, you see another drop forming. Your sense of time has completely faded away. You know that you want to wait until that drop drops deep and falls all the way down on top of you. You stay underneath looking up, expectantly waiting until the whole drop has formed. And while holding your breath, in the final seconds, it lets go, and almost in slow motion, you feel it falling. And as it hits your skin, it's cool and fresh, and suddenly there is light in your mind. You feel your whole thoughts just resting deeply, flowing into fantasy, mixing with the world. You are no longer in the lake, but you are the lake. Your sense of touch stretches out to the surface and the depths. You feel the crystal ball laying at the bottom. You can feel all the plants, the moss, the mushrooms feeding off you. You can even sense the sensation of all the water gathering from cracks and crevices in the ceiling and around you, all to feed you. It must have taken hundreds, if not thousands, of years to form this. And while you are there, you have a sense scale. Time has faded away into nothingness. Seconds are unimportant. Hours and years melt away. You have no idea how long you've been resting there. All you know is that when you finally come to your senses, the drop on your forehead hasn't even dried yet. You turn around and swim back to the shore. For a moment, you notice something beneath you. And as you get closer to the shore, you look down to the rock that holds this lake. There are etchings in there. People have been here before, but the design looks old, very, very. It's hard to make out what it even is, and you don't really need to know. You instinctually know that others have revered this lake as you do now. They came here to be cleansed, and you feel completely clean of anything that was holding you back. You feel completely free to do and learn what you want to do. You feel deeply, inside and out, cleansed. Even though you've left the glowing rock at the bottom, you slowly, gently walk. You start to notice that there are subtle lights here and there, pieces of moth, perhaps something like algae on the ceiling, and glowing crystals in the wall, but they were much softer than what you used to get here. In a moment, as I count up from 1 to 10, you'll come all the way back, holding the memory dear, and feeling the empowerment that you have gained. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, 8, almost awake, and 9, 10, wake, and welcome back.